You are listening to Real World News.
Beginning of Mesoamerican event against mining in Oaxaca State, Mexico, interview with Kendi Hernandez. Yes to Capulalpan, no to the mine, said Kendi Hernandez with reference to the meeting to take place from Thursday the 17th to Sunday the 20th in her community of Capulalpan de Méndez in Oaxaca State, Mexico. Kendi was interviewed for Real World Radio by her collaborator in Mexico and member of REMA, who is participating in and covering the event, Monica Montalvo. The community activist pointed out that the goal is to promote joint experiences of resistance based on some of the victories reached, for instance that of Capulalpan. This is a historically mining region, however there are plans to promote open pit mining, which due to the demands of the organized community we managed to suspend because it threatens life and community, said Kendi. The Mesoamerican People's Meetings, Yes to Life, No to Mining, beginning today, aims to analyze the consequences of mining in the Mesoamerican territories and generate defense and organization alternatives from the peoples, the authorities and organizations. This event will address the mining situation in Mesoamerica, indigenous rights and mining, strategies of defense and people's alternatives for world living. This is a moment of reflection for organizations of Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Canada and Mexico, who have joined different resistance processes to defend indigenous and peasant territories against mining. In Mexico, there have been a series of problems directly related to the arrival of mining companies, such as in Baja California, San Luis Potosí, Nayarit, Puebla, Veracruz, Chiapas, Guerrero and Oaxaca. In Oaxaca, social problems have especially deepened due to the mining projects, such as the cases of Capulalpan, de Méndez, in Sierra Juárez, and San José del Progreso, in Valle de Ocatlán. According to Banco de México, in just a decade, the income of the sector went from the fifth to the third place, only exceeded by oil and automobile incomes. According to the president of the Mexican Mining Chamber, 60% of the national territory remains unexplored. But what Banco de México or the mining industry are not saying is that this growth is based on the destruction of the environment, overlooking the rights of the landowners, peasants and indigenous people. By the end of the interview with Real World Radio, Kendi said that the community is in charge of the logistics of the event and is also broadcasting it live through local community radios and an online live streaming. Kendi also invited to follow the resistance in her community with photos and text through their Facebook page.
You are listening to Real World News.